Some of you might look at this picture of a sliced tomato and immediately notice that there's a lot of things wrong with it. The lighting isn't that great. The subject is kind of centered when I think I should have gone for a more interesting placement. I think the angle's a little weird. The handle of the knife gets kind of cut off. So I know there's a lot of things wrong with this picture. But the reason I took it wasn't to make some sort of artistic, earth-shattering image. It was to illustrate a point about when you can take photos, which is really any time. So I was chopping up this tomato. I just finished cutting up some onions and a pepper, and now I was onto this tomato, and it was for a dinner that I was going to make in the crock pot. And this is like 6 in the morning that I was doing this before my wife and kids got up, and I saw this scene kind of popped out to me as I'm cutting this tomato, because I saw the way the light hit the juices from the tomato. There's only one light coming into this scene. Well, there's kind of two. There's like a kitchen light from above, but then there's track lighting or task lighting. That's what it is. And that's what's causing the main source of light. It's kind of causing the backlight here. And as I saw the task lighting reflect off the tomato, I thought, man, this would make a really cool picture. But my hands are wet because I've been cutting up vegetables and repeatedly washing and rinsing them. And I thought, well, I don't want to mess with getting my camera. And as soon as I heard myself saying that, almost saying it out loud, I thought, that's it. I got to get my camera. Almost every time I think, well, I shouldn't get my camera because, and then I list some sort of excuse. That almost always means that, no, it's actually a really good time to get my camera. I'm just too lazy to do it. So ran and got my camera and took this photo. I don't normally take photos like this, which is why I thought it was kind of interesting. I shot this at f1.8, and I don't even know what ISO I used, because I've been using auto ISO so much. Even on my D7100, I realized that the ISO is sort of the least important part of the picture to me. I want to control for the aperture to get the depth of field that I want. I want to control the shutter speed, and I've been setting auto ISO because I just want the photo to look good. And normally the ISO is the last thing I set. So I'll set my aperture, my shutter, and then I'll see that it's going to be too underexposed, so I have to adjust the ISO, or too overexposed. Well, I realized on my D7100, the ISO values, they're so good up to like 1600, even 3200, that I don't really care. I just let the camera take care of that. And that's what happened here. I set the aperture at f1.8 because I wanted this nice shallow depth of field. I set the shutter. No, did I even set the shutter speed? I didn't, because I think I was shooting an aperture priority, and it was well over I like to shoot at 1/100 of a second if I'm shooting handheld on a 50 millimeter lens on my crop sensor camera, and it was well over that. It was like 350th or something. So anyway, that's the technical details behind this photo. Sorry about the beeping there. That's my phone telling me I got a text message, if you even heard the beeping. Anyway, that's how I got this photo. Shot it in the morning as I was making dinner, and I was super pleased with how it turned out. No, it's not like a brilliant food photograph or culinary piece of artwork, but I thought it was kind of cool. I also, if you scroll down on the blog, you'll see another photo of the same tomato without the knife. That's how it actually looked originally, and then I realized it was kind of boring and bland, so I put the knife in for a little bit of context, and I think it's way more interesting that way. So that's it. That's like 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes on a tomato. That's probably more than you need just on a tomato. But if you're listening to this and you think, man, this is I want to try something like this, I go for it. Food, it makes a great subject for photography, not just a meal, like you're going out to eat and you take a food or take a picture with your phone of the food that you have in front of you, but preparing it, because things look pretty interesting that way too. So anyway, give it a shot if you want to try something different with your photos and see how it turns out.